Always like this.
So today is very auspicious day. Today is Shri Shivaratri. So Shiva Tattva is very difficult tattva to understand. So Mercy Guru Vaishnav, try to repeat what I've heard. So we've heard in Sanatana Shiksha, Sri Mahaprabhu described seven types of incarnations. So one of those incarnations is called Guna Avatar. So Guna Avatar, we have is Sri Vishnu, Sri Brahma, and Sri Rudra, or Mahadev. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead desires to create, he does that in the form of Sri Brahmaji. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead desires to destroy, then he does that in the form of Mahadev. And when the Supreme Lord wishes to maintain everything, that time the Guna Avatar is Vishnu. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not directly touch the material energy, therefore he does the form of destruction in the form of Mahadev. So Shiva Tattva, it's Shiva Tattva is not Jiva Tattva, and Shiva Tattva is not Vishnu Tattva. So it is halfway between the two. Therefore it is a separate tattva called Sri Shiva Tattva. So in Brahma Samhita, Sri Brahmaji is very nice to describe the position of Mahadev. Just like yogurt is a transformation of milk. But you cannot say that yogurt is milk. And you cannot say that yogurt is not milk. In the same way, when it describes Shiva, you cannot say that he is Vishnu Tattva completely. You cannot say that he is Jiva Tattva. He is in between, in his own separate category. So when it's described that Gurudev, Sri Guru Padapadma, and that Mahadev are no different than Bhagavan, Surabhakta Sri Guru Sri Vasya Bhagavat Saha. Bhagavat Sri Sivasya Bhagavat Saha. Bhagavat Sami Sangasya. Abeda Jistam. So when he describes that the Guru Maharaj and the Shiva are no different than Bhagavan, it means Bhagavat Priya. Because they are so near and dear to Krishna, they are called Abheda Drishtam. They are seen as no different to Hari and no different to Mahadev. So we also heard that Mahadev, as well as being Guna Avatar, that he is very near and dear to Krishna. So Hari Hara Ek Atma, that when we go to Nagaridham Pratikram, there Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is described, because Mahadev is so near and dear to Krishna, you cannot separate him from Krishna. So when we go to in Nagaridham Pratikram, we go to Hari Hara Ketra, and then we see one form of Mahadev and Krishna, half white and half black, because he is so near to Krishna, he is like Krishna's own Atma, therefore indistinguishable between the two. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very nicely described the position of Mahadev, Vaishnava, that he is so near and dear to Krishna. Of all the Vaishnavas, Shambhu is the topmost. So of the four Vaishnava sampradayas, that Mahadev is also one of the heads, the founder of Chari, one of the four sampradayas. So his name is Asutosh. He is very, very kind and very easily pleased. So Mahadev, even though he has no material connection with anything, he is always completely absorbed in chanting the name of Ram, or Radha Krishna. He is always absorbed in the name, therefore he is always in meditation. He has nothing material. But foolish people approach him because he is very easily satisfied. Foolish people approach him for material benefits. So many histories are there, especially in the Bhagavatam and the Puranas. But one nice story is there. At one time there was one Brahmana living in Varanasi. So he was very, very poor, and he wished to marry his daughter, but he had no money. So he heard that Lord Mahadev was very easily pleased. So he began to worship Lord Shiva. Oh Shiva, please, I want some wealth, I want some wealth. After some time, Mahadev appeared before him. Oh, if you want real wealth, then where should you go? You should go to Vrindavan. There is one Vaishnav Baba there. His name is Sri Sanatan Goswami. He's living there in Vrindavan. If you go to him, he will definitely give you the highest wealth. So that Brahman, he was very simple-hearted. So following the instructions of Mahadev, he came to Vrindavan. And there Sanatana Goswami, how we know the Goswamis were living, Parichana Kavimana. Sometimes the Goswamis were taking just a few chickpeas, sometimes some bali milk, sometimes some water, and sometimes nothing at all. So when that Brahmana from Varanasi, he came and saw Sanatana Goswami, how is Sanatana Goswami, even he has no house to live in, no bhajan kutir. Every day the Sanatana Goswami would move under different trees performing his bhajan. So that Brahman went to Sanatana Goswami. Oh Goswami Maharaj, I have heard that Mahadev has told me you are in possession of a great, great wealth. You have one sparsha money. So please you give that sparsha money to me.
Dogash. Here you might know.
Chintamani sparsha
money. Told I want some wealth for my daughter marriage ceremony.
Who told Brahmin that he had parsha money? Shankar has told.
He said he has a great wealth.
But then only you should tell that.
Awesome.
I have come to you for wealth. I will have to marry my daughter to anyone. So please help me. Only this.
For a long time, Sanatana Goswami was thinking, what wealth do I have? I don't have any wealth. But on the other hand, that Mahadev is a Vaishnava, Satya Sankalpa, anything he says must be true. So for a long time, Sri Sanatana Goswami is thinking, wealth.
Long time, how many years?
But he was meditating.
Oh, 1 minute.
Thinking.
He was thinking only.
Then he remembered, oh yes, one morning I went for a walk on the Yamuna. There I kicked one sparsha money.
What?
You
have to reform so many things. That you are knowing all these things, but you are knowing all what?
Opposite.
Bogus and plus good, both mixing. In Ganges water, the water of drains missing.
So then,
better you should hear and then. Better. You know?
Oh, this pastime.
That pastime?
This
pastime. You should do. Or you should hear. You should try to hear. You never attend any Vaishnava class. This is the most
defect
on you. You know that I am the master of all things and I am supreme than even Gurudev.
I'm laughing. I'm always laughing.
You should try to hear patient and you should attend all Vaishnava classes. Then you can. Or she cannot tell like that. He cannot. Madhav Maharaj cannot. I don't know from where you heard all this. I want to clarify you, but I told you to read Dhruva Charita and tell like same thing what you read. Wrong.
So, as Raghunath Prabhu was explaining, that this Brahmin, he asked Lord Shiva if he could help him because he required some great wealth. Then, after some short contemplation, Lord Shiva, he pointed over to the corner of his bhajan kutir and he said, yes, you may have that. And there, in like a pile of garbage, there was this touchstone. So,
what is
Sanatana Goswami, there was this touchstone.
Don't misguide.
No, sorry.
Again.
So, in the corner of...
When you came to Sanatana Goswami, what happened?
So, when he came to Sanatana Goswami, then this Brahman, he was pleading that, oh, Lord Shiva has sent me to you so that I can acquire some wealth. So, appealing to Lord, to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was absorbed in his sadhana and bhajan. So as not to be disturbed, he said, so, in the corner there, you can take this touchstone. So, Then the Brahmin, he went. Am I getting it wrong?
Oh, yes. You should sit down. You should also hear. You know? You should try. You don't hear ascent. You hear, but why you mislead?
The Brahmana asked Sanatana Goswami for the best thing that he has. He wanted the best thing.
Oh, you cannot also. You can let Madhava Maharaj. Keep your bow and arrow. Sit down. You remember?
I was asking for the better.
He cannot also.
चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वृन्दावनवनिपते जय सोम सोम मूले सनक सनंदन सनातन नारदिड्ड गोपीश्वर व्रज विलास युगांधि पद्मे प्रेम प्रयच्छ निरुपाधि नमो नमस्ते हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो दैट पुअर ब्राह्मण arrived in Vrindavan. At that time there is no vehicle, no aeroplane, nothing. By walking, he arrived in Vrindavan from Banaras or Kasi. And he prayed to Sanatana Goswami, "Oh, I want some oil. I have to arrange my marriage ceremony of my daughter." Sanatana Goswami thought, "He came to me, but I have nothing." Brahman told, "Lord Shiva sent to you." Next moment he remembered, yes, you can go there, you can remove that sand, then you can get something over there. He went because Sanatana Goswami used to do bhajan in the bank of Jamuna, in Dadas Aditya Tila or Praskandan Tirtha. So when he removed that little bit sand, dig little bit sand, he got a piece of glass. He thought, what? Is this? Only like a broken glass? And what shall I do by that? It will be gold. Then I can make some ornaments for my daughter. Then he came to Sanatana Goswami Pad. Sanatana Goswami told, okay, please bring one piece of iron.
He told that, what you get me?
A broken glass only.
Oh, it is not broken glass.
Sanatana told, don't worry.
Bring any iron piece.
Bring one iron, piece of iron. Then he arranged and brought there. Then Sanatana told, you can touch this with this iron. As soon as he touched with iron, iron transferred into gold. He became very happy. Oh, then I can make so much gold, as much as I want. Then he became very happy and started to going back Banaras or Kasi. On the way, He began to think, must be, he has more and more valuable thing than this jewel. Otherwise, if not, he even forget that he had this jewel. So must be more precious, more valuable jewel with him. Then he came back to Sanatana Goswami. Oh Goswami Pad, I think you have more and more valuable thing, more precious thing than this jewel. Can I have this, that jewel?
Can you give that word, that thing to me?
Can you give that thing to me? Sanatana said, yes, then you have to throw this jewel in the Jamuna at first. After that, I shall give you. Then he threw this stone, touchstone inside the Jamuna. After that, Sanatana Goswami told that, yes, the Bhagavan Nam.
Now you should go and
take bath and come back. So he took bath and came back. Sanatana Goswami told, yes, Bhagavan Nam is is equal to Bhagavan. Bhagavan and Bhagavan name is same. There is no difference between Bhagavan and name of Bhagavan. Both are same.
Then he, in his ear, told Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is the much better, more better than that. And you should chant, and in few days you will have that.
And under guidance of Sanatana Goswami, he chant Mahamantra there, initiated by him, and he did bhajan there, and he get also perfection there. And he completely forgotten, then he has to go back and has to arrange his daughter's marriage ceremony.
No, no. Oh. He began to do bhajan. But he heard that his daughter has been married in a very high class of aristocratic family. Eh? Oh, then he knew that, oh, by the effect of this. And then he began to chant pure name, and thus he became a high class
of devotee.
So you should represent this, like in this.
So Shivji is very near and dear to Bhagavan Krishna. Whenever any incarnation of God, Shivji must be there to serve him. Like
what he told? What he told? Just now.
When any incarnation of God comes, Shiva must be there somehow to serve him.
She must be anyhow to serve. If Ramchandra will come, then he will come again. And if Krishna, then Gopiswar Mahadev.
So when Lord Ramchandra came, incarnate in this world, then Shivji came in form of Hanuman to serve him. And you know how Hanuman served Lord Ramchandra. Even during battle of Ramayana, Shivji in form of Hanuman, he made a castle by his own chal, and none can enter there. And he took his clothes, like a gatekeeper, none can go through. The time of Lord Krishna Chandra, he came in form of so many ways. At first, the grandfather of Krishna, means Pranjanya Baba, he had 5 sons. The middle son, Nanda Maharaj, had no kids at all. So he did austerity to get a son of Nanda Maharaj. Then Shivji gave him benediction. Oh, Parjanna. Parjanna gave up his food and water, everything, in the bank of Kunnahar Kunda. Means he gave up his foodstuff and even water. Shivji became very pleased and told, don't worry. Very soon, your middle son will get a son, and by that son, your whole dynasty will be well famed in this whole world. So by the grace of Lord Shiva, Nanda Maharaj gave one son, Brajananandan Shyamasundar. Now,
in
come in our mind that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. How Shivji can give benediction to someone to get son like Krishna? Due to Naravat Leela, human being pastime, Shivji thought, oh, Krishna will come, he'll come, I know. But if my benediction, they will be very happy, then I can tell this because Shivji is like, he has future vision. So he told, yes, you will get a very good son. So he gave this benediction. But by grace of benediction of Shiva, none can get son like Bhagavan. It is not possible. When Krishna took birth, Shivji from Kailas want to take darshan of Brajananandan Shyamasundar. Mother Yashoda, he does not like that he will give darshan to Shiva, because the neighbors and sakhis of Mother Yashoda told to Yashoda, oh Yashode, somebody has come to take darshan your lala. He has one big bull, he has tiger skin, no cloth, and whole body covered with snake, and his face and forehead mere ashes, on cremation ground, hearing this, and here one drummer is always playing, and try it and also on his hand. Yashodama thought, if I give darshan of this yogi, then seeing his furious appearance, feature, my son will be very fearful. I should not give darshan to my lala. And seize a strong desire to take his darshan. Then Yashodama refused. Then Shivji set one place and play his damaru. As much he played his damaru and Krishna began to weep. Somehow or other, they tried at their level best to make him peace, but Krishna always continued weeping. Then Harsakis told Yashode, better you can give him darshan for a moment, then Jogi will be satisfied. Yashoda, okay, then he put black spot here, everywhere, and covered Krishna with black cloth, and came for a second and told, oh, take darshan. Took the cloth and put again, covered Krishna, and went back to her house. Seeing this, Shivji became satisfied. And after that, Krishna became calm and quiet. And all Vrajavasis told, oh, Yashode, better this yogi can stay in Nandagaon. Whenever your son will weep, we can ask him to do something, to do mantra, then he will become and quiet. So they gave one place to Shiv Thakur and the place of Jagya Kunda. So this is in Vatsala Ras. In Madhur Ras, if someone wants to enter in Madhur Ras, Shivji became Gopishar. Once Lord Shiva want to see the Ras dance, then he did austerity of Jogmaya. Jogmaya told, okay, so there is a kunda in Vrindavan, there is a kunda named Brahma Kunda. Jogmaya Devi catch all his hand and dip him in the water, and Shivji transfer into a very teenage gopi. And told you can sit in the kunja. Ishan Kod means east and north direction. From there you can watch Ras dance. Ras dance of Krishna started there. But there is no happiness today. Krishna's gopis, they are thinking, what became today? Why there is no happiness in Ras dance? They thought, maybe, or must be there is any outcast people here. Then they search and discovered there is one newly gopi. Gopi is told, who are you? What is your name? What is your husband's name? What is your parents' name? Where is your in-law's house? But Shivji in form of Gopisar could not reply anything because Jogmaya not told this. Then the gopis began to blow her very tightly and her cheeks became swollen. And he began to eat. And even by Jogmaya Devi, immediate Purnamasi appeared there and told, she is my recipient. Don't beat her anymore. So, then when Shivji told, then all gopis become satisfied and told, okay, Shivji, Jogmaya Devi told, you can be in that east and south, east and north direction. From there you can see. And anyone want to enter in Vrindavan, you will give him permission. Unless until no one get your permission, they could not enter in Vrindavan Dham. So in Vrindavan, he is Gopishar, in Nandagaon, he is Nandishar, in Kamavan, he is Kamishar, everywhere he is protecting Dham. Hare Krishna.
What is Shiva Tattva?
Paramajnanam Chidanandasya Jnanam Yudhasalabha Chatsuram Naritam Yena Tasmai Srivim. Shiva Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Shiva Tattva.
Because today
is Shiva Ratri.
What means?
Shiva Ratri means the appearance date of the Swayam Sadashiva, original.
No. Oh, he is eternal.
is eternal, but just as Krishna
he came in the form of linga in this world today. So it is Shivarama. And in the night he came as a Shiva linga that we worship. So also here on the mountain I went and saw everywhere.
There are three ways of consideration in understanding the relationship of Shiva Tattva and Bhagavad Tattva, the Tattva of Krishna, the relationship of Lord Shiva and Krishna. One is called Tattva Gata Vichar. Vichar means consideration, the consideration of philosophical truth. Then there's Aishwarya Gata Vichar, the consideration based on the opulence Leela of Krishna, Krishna as Bhagavan. And the third consideration is Madhur Gata Vichar, or the consideration of Krishna's sweet human-like pastimes. In Tattva Gata Vichar, the consideration of philosophy, Lord Shiva is a manifestation or expansion of Krishna. That is, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. His first expansion is Baladev or Mool Sankarshan, who expands as Mahasankarshan of the Chatur Vyuha in Vaikuntha. He further expands into Karanabdakshayi Vishnu, the Mahavishnu. And when Krishna wants the living entities who've forgotten him to come back to him, he has a desire to create this world. So through Mahavishnu, he manifests that desire for creation into the heart of Karanadakshaya Vishnu. Karanadakshaya Vishnu glances over the prakriti, or the unmanifest material nature. This unmanifest material nature, called Joni, is the shadow reflection of the original desire potency of Lord Narayan, or Rama Devi, or Lakshmi. Her shadow is called Joni, and she is the shadow energy, or the unmanifest material energy. The glance of Lord Mahavishnu over that prakriti, that Joni, is the eternal light, Jyotir Roop, the eternal light coming from his glance. The dim reflection of that glance is Lord Shiva. And Shiva unites with Maya or Joni to produce this material world, the elements of the material world.
Try to understand. I have written all these things in Brahma Samhita, and I have taught. She remembers. You should try to know and realize this tattva, very high class of tattva. Very good.
There are two causes of creation of Lord Narayan. Krishna is the original cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. Any cause has its original cause in Krishna. His expansion, Kala of Kala of Kala of Kala of Kala, five times removed, is Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu has two features of cause. One is called Naimitta Karan, or the instrumental cause. And the other is called Upadan Karan, or the material efficient cause. Gurudev gives this analogy. I say, I hit a snake with a stick. I hit the snake. So I am the instrumental cause. By my desire, I am hitting the snake with the stick. The stick is also another cause of the snake's being hit. It is coming from my will, and it is the material or efficient cause. So Mahavishnu has two features of causing creation. He himself, as Puranadakshaya Vishnu, is the instrumental cause, and he manifests as a Dvaita Acharya of the Panchatattva. That Mahavishnu, Dvaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, and he is the material cause. He's not material, but he's providing the material ingredients. Similarly, when Lord Mahavishnu glances over the unmanifest material energy, that unmanifest material energy is a type of instrumental cause, being the shadow of the Lord's Icha Shakti, original Shakti, Lakshmi, or Rama Devi. She is like a shadow of his desire to create this material world. So she is the instrumental cause, Prakriti. Then the glance that Lord Mahavishnu gives to that unmanifest nature to make her manifest into the different material ingredients of false ego, ether, air, intelligence, mind, fire, water, and finally earth, and their various combinations that create all the activities and relationships and transmigrations of the jiva. That glance of Lord Vishnu that does that, the dim reflection of the glance is called Shiva, Lord Shiva. And he is the upadan karan, or the material cause. And he combines with Prakriti, and together they create this material world. The original cause of creation of the spiritual relationships, the topmost spiritual relationship, which is the cause of all other spiritual relationships, Jannad Yasiyataha, the original cause of all relationships and all existence in the spiritual world, is the Kam Bij, the seed of desire within Krishna, which is ultimately coming from Srimati Radhika and his desire to enjoy pastimes with her. When Pradhan and Prakriti, or Lord Shiva and Maya, combine together, they produce what is called the Mahatattva, or the 24 elements of material nature. This may be very difficult to conceive of now, not difficult, impossible, but at least what we can get from it is that we're not these bodies and we have no connection with this world. And we're not the creators of anything. So the Mahatattva is the perverted shadow reflection of this Kama Bij, the original pure desire of Krishna to enjoy eternal pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. Here, the perverted reflection is the lust to enjoy matter. So Lord Shiva is a fraction, a dim reflection of the glance of Lord Vishnu, who is a five times removed part of Lord Krishna. This is called Tattva Gata Vichar, the consideration of philosophical truth. That relationship is there. Then, some examples of Aishwarya Gata Vichar. For example, as was previously said by Sri Padmanabh Maharaj, every incarnation of Krishna has a form of Lord Shiva as his servant. So Lord Shiva is also the servant of Lord Ram. And in Aishwarya Gati Vichar, Shiva was once paying obeisances to Lord Ram when he was searching for Sita in the forest after she was kidnapped by Ravan. I think you all are familiar with that history.
Ram offered obeisances or Shiva?
Lord Shiva offered obeisances to Lord Ram. That, oh Ram, you're engaged in such a wonderful pastime for the benefit of all living beings. So Sati, Lord Shiva's wife, asked him, who are you offering obeisances to? So he said, I'm offering obeisances to Ram. So she became doubtful. I know that your Ishtadev, Param Brahman, may be Ram, but this Ram here, he's like an ordinary human being searching for his wife. He does, even I know that she was kidnapped by Ravana, and he's supposed to be God, you say, and he doesn't know? I don't believe that he's God. So Shiva said, oh, he's God, he's performing his pastime. If you don't believe me, then you can test him. So she thought, yes, I will test him. She took the form because she is the powerful material energy. She can take any form she likes. She's also an expansion of Srimati Radhika, so she's very powerful. She took the form of Lord Ram's kidnapped wife, Sita Devi. And she passed by Lord Ram as he was searching in great grief and anguish and separation. She thought, if this Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he will know that I am not Sita. If he's an ordinary person, he'll think that I am Sita, and he'll be so happy to see me. So he didn't even pay any attention to her. He just kept grieving and grieving. And she tried this a few times, coming in front of him. Finally, she stood directly in front of him, so there was no possibility of him missing her. And then he said to her, oh, Sati, oh, mother, wife of Lord Shiva, why are you here in the forest without your husband? Where is he? She became so embarrassed and realized that he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she offered her obeisances to him. And by that surrender, she was able to immediately see in every atom, in every living entity in the forest, and everywhere in creation, she was able to see Sita and Ram together, and she was overwhelmed. Then she again offered her obeisances, and when she got up again, she saw that same Ram searching in anguish for his wife, Sita. Then she was so ashamed. She saw Lord Shiva under a banyan tree in the distance, and very guiltily she went over to him. And he said, so, have you tested Lord Ram to see if he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? She said, oh no, there was no need to test him at all. I believed you. So, out of shame, she lied to him. Lord Shiva is her guru, and she lied to her guru. That was the second offense. The first offense was that she doubted him. And the second offense was that she lied to him. So Lord Shiva thought, she has taken the form in doubt. She has taken the form of my mother, Sita. So I can no longer accept her as my wife. I'll accept her as my mother. So then she approached him later on when they went back to Kailash, and he would not let her sit on his left side, the side of a wife. He sat her in front of him as a mother, because the mother is like a worshipable superior to the son. Then she realized, he's rejected me. She understood why. She understood that in this life, he'll never accept me. He went into trance for thousands of years, and she felt so much great separation that when he came back temporarily to external consciousness, she At the same time, there was a yajna that her father, Daksha, was performing. And everyone was invited except Lord Shiva. So she was thinking, I have to do something to again be with my husband. So she asked him if she could go to that yajna. And he said, oh, it'll be very dangerous for you. He's against me. He hasn't invited you. But she went anyway. It seemed like she was disobeying him, but actually she was thinking of a way to attain him. She went to that yajna. Her father insulted Lord Shiva in front of her. She thought, I cannot be in this body any longer that's connected with this demon who's against my husband, who's against Lord Shiva, who's a Mahabhagavat. This person is Duratma, very small-hearted, not recognizing the Mahatma of my husband. So she sat in meditation, and from her heart of mystic yoga came a blazing fire, and she burnt in that fire, meditating with the desire to again be reunited with Lord Shiva, and then she became Parvati and did austerities and then finally attained Lord Shiva as her husband. So this is an example of Aishwarya Gata Vichar, where Lord Shiva is in a relationship of servant to the Master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One example of Naravat or Madhurya Gata Vichar is the example given by Sripad Madhav Maharaj of Lord Shiva blessing baby Krishna. And another one with Lord Ram. Ram took the help of Lord Shiva and worshipped Lord Shiva. He established, as Gurudev was saying, today is the anniversary of the appearance day of Lord of Shiva Ling, the symbol. This is the symbol of male organ. And it was that Shiva Ling that united with the symbol of female organ, Joni or Maya. So Rama was, he established a Shiva Linga in Rameshra, which means many things. That's the whole story. He established the Shiva Linga and he was worshipping Lord Shiva and doing austerities so that he would be able to cross the Indian Ocean and attain Sita. So at that time, all the common people seeing him worshipping Lord Shiva, Rameshra, they thought that Rama Esra means that Ram's Ishra is Lord Shiva present in the Shiva Linga. And they were all thinking like that.
What?
That Lord Shiva is the Ishra of Ram.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden there was an aerial voice from the sky. And the demigod said, no, no, you're wrong. Ram is not the worshipper of Shiva. Shiva is not the Ishra of Ram. They're both equal. They're both the same. They're both Ishra. They're both God. But that wasn't sufficient either. All of a sudden, Lord Shiva appeared from the Shiva Linga. And he said, no, that's wrong. Ram Ishra means that Ram is the Ishra of Lord Shiva. I am the servant of Lord Ram, and he is my Ishra. So these are some of the many examples to show the three different types of consideration for understanding the relationship between Lord Shiva and Krishna, without knowing which we cannot make so much advancement.
Very good. Very good. More? Something? Can you tell? Anything? More? You? Oh, stand up. Anything more you know? Oh, so many, lot of things to be told. Lot of. Oh, so many days and night can pass in glorification of Shankar Mahadev. You? Something? Try. Pundari, kuch kar sakte ho?
Ek do
kathaye
hain.
Acha. Let him tell. Very good. But something more to clarify. Shambhu Tattva. Krishna will to create this world. Plus the Chaya Shakti of Ramadevi. No? Plus Mahadev
Upadesh.
Sadashi. And something else also. Coming from this five tattva makes Shambhuri.
জীবের স্বল্পতা গুণ মায়া তমগুণ ভগবান ইচ্ছা এই তিনটা মিলে এ বিকার তাকে সমতত্ত্ব বলা হয় জীব গোস্বামী পাদকের টিকাতে
দিয়েছে
রাসস্থলিত ওনার পূর্চ দেশাৎ অবা সৃজত পূর্চ দেশ থেকে প্রকট হল
So we have heard how Lord Shiva, he is the Guna Avatar, meaning responsible for the world of ignorance. This world is divided or ruled. What is going on under the three modes of nature? Ignorance, passion, and goodness. So Lord Shiva very wonderfully he takes up this responsibility to help those who are under the influence of ignorance in order to bring them closer to the position that they can understand who they really are. There are so many wonderful histories. How Lord Shiva very easily gives benediction. And even he will give benediction to those who have ill motivations. Not like Lord Krishna, who is telling in Bhagavad Gita, as they surrender to me, I will reward them accordingly. Lord Shiva very easy, with a little prayer or desire, he will award benediction. So one time there was a very demoniac or materialistic worshipper of Lord Shiva. He wanted to attain the benediction. I forgot his name.
Vrikasur.
That whoever I will touch with my hands, that person will vanish automatically. So Lord Shiva,
vanish means? Vanish means?
Disappear.
No, he will be burned to ashes.
Yeah, to ashes. Vanish to ashes. Or burned to ashes. So Lord Shiva, being so kind, as we heard his name is Ashutosh, very easily pleased, he granted this benediction to Vrikasur. And next, what this demon did? He at once wanted to touch Lord Shiva. That whoever I will touch with my hands, that person's, he will at once, he will crush to ashes. So then Lord Shiva gave this benediction and he wanted to touch Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva started to run. Yeah.
Why?
Because he didn't want to. We crushed to ashes.
I hear. Oh, Vrikasur saw that a very beautiful lady is with Shankar. How to have? And he became so greedy that he did austerity to Shankar that I should kill Shankar anyhow and then I will have that lady. So he did austerities and Shankar told that any bad direction you want, I will. And then he told, oh, I want that to whom I will touch his
heart.
Heart. Oh, or head. Give my hand to any head or ear, or he will be burnt to ashes. And then when Shankar told, yes,
it will be.
It will take life. Then he told, he thought that, oh, now I should examine where Shankar has told right or wrong. And he wanted to touch the head of Shankar. But Shankar
ran away.
Then
he dropped his trident, Damaruk, tiger skin.
He ran away, Lord Shankar, and he prayed for
so
help.
Much run away that his Damaru, he became naked.
Tiger skin fell off from his
body. He became naked, running. And he was also following.
That demon, Rikasur, also following, running behind him. Then what to do? Then, by the causeless mercy of Krishna appeared there in the form of
a brahmachari,
a very simple and humble brahmachari.
He meditated Vishnu, then Vishnu appeared and told what is the cause.
Then he saw that Rikasur running, and the brahmachari said, what are you doing? Oh, I am trying to catch Shankar.
Oh, you're incomplete. Then, as a brahmachari, he appeared before Shankar, and Shankar told that, oh, Prabhu, save me. Oh, he is pursuing me to touch my head and to burn me. Then, oh, you should go, and I am managing. And then he sat there in this form of a brahmachari, and he was coming running. Oh, where you are going, Shankar? Oh, I'm going to search Shankar. Do you know where he was running and where he went? Then he told, I know, but tell why you want to
search him. Why you are so worried for Shankar?
To pursue him. Then he told, I want to. He had given him bone meal, and I want to taste on him. Oh, bogus person, you foolish. Shankar never tells true. Never. He's a bogus person.
Always impure.
Always drinking and doing so many things. And you have believed on him or don't believe him. Oh, you can test keeping your hands here and here.
Nothing
like
and
then, oh, very
yes,
good idea. First I
should yes. Test.
And
then
he kept his hands on then Krishna called Shankar and told, oh, you should not give boon to others like this. Otherwise, you become in problem so many things. This is the story. Oh, sit down. Please. What more? Pundari. You should collect all these things.
So today we are very fortunate to hear so many glories of Lord Shiva from so many Vaishnavas and Srila Gurudev. Whatever I remember, I'm trying to offer my Shraddha Pushpanjali. So, as we heard, wonderful description from Srimati Shyamaralindini about the glories of Lord Shiva, that how he is well versed in all the philosophy about Bhagavad Tattva. In Bhagavatam, it is also mentioned Aham Veti, Shukam Veti, Vyaso Veti, Nabitiva,
Bhagavatam Rajam,
Nachiketa. So, in this verse, he himself is telling that I know the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Shukdev Goswami also knows. But I'm not sure if Vyasadeva knows or not. In the manifestation or appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam, also he played a very important role. And that also significantly indicates that how much he is always absorbed in the intimate pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Because Shukdev Goswami, in the form of a parrot, he was in Amarnath, at the place of Lord Shiva, where Lord Shiva was describing the Ashtakali Leela Seva pastimes and Bhagavatam description to Srimati Parvati Devi. But because in the middle portion, he was describing so much technical details about the creation and manifestation and all the different affairs. Parvati Devi, being a lady, she could not assimilate all those difficult doctrines and she fell asleep. But Shukadeva Goswami, the farmer parrot, he was sitting nearby on a tree and he was, every time when Lord Shiva was speaking, in between he would say, or in Parvati's voice he would say, tell me more, go on, very nice, like this. So Lord Shiva kept continually speaking. But at the end, what happened? When he was about to finish the whole description, Parvati woke up and she said, oh, what happened after that? After that, he said, what? I told everything. And she said, no, but I fell asleep. I couldn't hear anything. So then who was hearing? Because somebody was replying and he was so absorbed in studying the pastime, it did not make any difference who's hearing. So, oh, there must be someone around who is hearing the description of Bhagavatam. And it's not proper for any unqualified person to hear this description. It's also mentioned in one of the offenses that one should not preach about the intimate pastimes of the Lord to those people who are faithless. It's an offense. So Lord Shiva was careful. And then when he looked around, then he noticed, oh, in the bushes and in the leaves, there was this parrot who was hiding and he was hearing this. So Lord Shiva said, okay, now he must be killed because he's not, it's not legitimate for him to hear the pastimes. And then when Lord Shiva was about to chase him, the parrot flew away and Lord Shiva pursued him with his trident. And then we know how here when Vyasadeva was speaking to his wife about Pitika Devi, about the pastimes, and she was hearing the nectarian description with open mouth and her eyes open wide, and this parrot entered in the mouth of Pitika Devi. And when Lord Shiva arrived, then Vyasadeva inquired from him, oh, Prabhu, where are you going? And why are you in so hurry? Why are you so desperate? He said, oh, I'm after that parrot. And the parrot has heard Bhagavatam, and now he must be killed. Then Vyasadeva said, what did he hear? He said, he heard Bhagavatam. And what is the effect of hearing Bhagavatam? He said, oh, one hears Bhagavatam, he becomes immortal, amar. So he said, you think now you can kill him? And then he was smiling. So this was, of course, just another role which he played in the pastimes of the Lord. Then Lord Shiva, he's always doing incredible services to the Lord, which are very difficult to perform by common devotees. For example, he came in this world, appeared as Shankaracharya. And the appearance of Shankaracharya actually is very, very important in the Indian history. It's very, very relevant. Why? Because appearance of Shankaracharya was actually to make a strong foundation on which the predecessor acharyas, like Srimad Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, all of them actually constructed the temple of Vaishnavism. And then the crown of that was built by appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Sri Shankaracharya, what did he do? He drove out the Buddhist philosophy, the philosophy of Shunyavad from India. That is completely against the principles of Shastra. But the message which Shankaracharya preached himself was also a similar message. It was covered. But what did he do? He did a very important task by instilling people's faith in following Veda. They must accept Vedas as authority. This was very, very important. And although he took out some statements of Vedas and then preached those statements as the most conclusive statements of the Shastra, or the statements which actually decide, like Tattvamasi, Pragyanam Brahma, Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, all these. So these meanings, actually, the actual meaning of these statements is completely correct as Vyasadeva wants. Like, for example, when we say aham brahmasmi, the meaning is simply that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. That's why qualitatively I am saying. But what he preached was that, oh, I am that Supreme Lord, and by the effect or influence of Maya, now I am the certain portion of that Parabrahma or that Brahman Tattva is covered. So now I am thinking myself as a conditioned soul. And when I will attain liberation, or when I'll perfect myself, I'll be again that Supreme Lord. So like that he preached. But one good thing was, as we told, that he instilled people's faith in Vedas. And gradually that lead to the coming up or the preaching of Vaishnavism. Then Lord Shiva, furthermore, in the past times with Sanatana Goswami, we know there was very special intimate relationship between Sanatana Goswami and Lord Shiva. Wherever Sanatana Goswami used to be, some or other, Lord Shiva would always come there. In Vrindavan, it was daily practice that Sanatana Goswami would go and take darshans of Gopeshwar Mahadev, who was earlier residing at
Banshiwan.
But then later, Sanatana Goswami, because of his elderly age, it was very difficult for him to every day go there. But yet still, he would do that because he had such a strong intimate relationship with Lord Shiva. And then one day, Lord Shiva himself spoke to Sanatana Goswami, telling that, oh, why you have to come every day so long way, all the way here, and then you go back? It's so difficult. But Sanatana Goswami said, I cannot stay without taking your darshans, without meeting you. Then Lord Shiva said, okay, I'll come very close to you. And then he came very close to his place, now known as Bankhandeshwar Mahadev. Also, when Sanatana Goswami was doing bhajan in Govardhan at Chakleshwar Mahadev, then at that time, in his bhajan kutir, there were so many mosquitoes around. So Sanatana Goswami used to absorb himself, but then these mosquitoes were trouble. Then Sanatana Goswami thought, okay, then I will go to another place. I will not disturb these mosquitoes. But Lord Shiva, residing there as Chakleshwar Mahadev, he was not very happy with this idea of Sanatana Goswami leaving that place. So he requested Sanatana Goswami to stay on, and he would make sure that mosquitoes will not trouble anymore. And even now, if you go to that place, there's no trace of mosquitoes. So this is how Lord Shiva, one after another, is doing so many wonderful services. Then also we remember at the time when the demigods and the demons, they were churning the ocean with Mandrachal Parvat, the mountain known as Mandrachal. Then one after another, they were taking out so many elements, moon and so many things had come out. But in the beginning, there was poison. And this poison was so strong, venomous, that it was immediately starting burning the whole atmosphere, everyone. And now they were troubled what to do with this and how to deal with this. And then they were told, God himself told them that only in this situation, Lord Shiva can help. So they approached Lord Shiva for his help. And then Lord Shiva, he came there and he took the poison and he drank the poison. But what did he do? He did not let that poison go underneath his throat. He kept that in his throat. And that's why one of the names of Lord Shiva is Neelakantha Mahadev. Why he didn't allow the poison to go down his throat? Because, you know, oh, my Lord is residing in my heart. I do not want to give any trouble to him. Then, again, another pastime in Bhagavatam describes when Maharaj Sagar, he was inviting Ganges to this world for the benefit of everyone and primarily to benefit his ancestors who were burned by the curse of Kapiladev. Then Mother Ganges, she agreed to come down, but then the problem was the strong current of Mother Ganges was so devastating that it would take the whole earth planet down to the lower levels. So it was very difficult what to do, how to bring Mother Ganges on earth. Then again, Lord Shiva was approached by Maharaj Sagar, and Lord Shiva agreed. So when Mother Ganges arrived,
Sagar, not Bhagira.
Bhagira. Then when Mother Ganges came down on this earthly planet, then Lord Shiva, he was standing there, and on his head he welcomed Mother Ganges, and on in his dreadlock Mother Ganges stayed, and from there it started flowing all over the place. So another reason why, because Mother Ganges is actually the foot bathing water of the Lord. So this is again we see Lord Shiva, how he is taking the mercy of his Lord over his head. Then his dress, how he dresses himself. He doesn't wear so many wonderful, luxurious clothes, hardly anything, just a lion skin. And what is the reason for that? Because he is giving message to everyone that we should understand this life is temporary. Nothing is permanent in this world. Whatever assets one may try to accumulate, they're not going to last long. The final destination of everyone is the cremation ground. Everything will be burned. From that point onwards, your destination is unknown. Coming from unknown place, going to unknown place, leaving aside whatever they collected here. So he is himself so powerful. He's awarding everyone with their desires, all the material desires, even spiritual desires of the devotees. He's very happy when the devotees, they pray to him to serve Krishna for his pure devotional service. And that's why he's praised as Vrindavana Manipati Jai Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Nada Devya Gopishwara Braja Vilasi Yuvangri Pradame Prema Prach Nirupadhi Namo Namaste. So in this verse, he's prayed to bless us with that wonderful gift of love of damsels of Braj, who causelessly and without any self-gain or self-interest or any other motive, naturally, spontaneously, they're serving Krishna. Then Lord Shiva, what is doing? He is keeping so many snakes around him, in his neck, on his arms. And what is the reason for that?
Skeleton.
Yes. And what's the reason for that? The snakes, they are signifying the presence of Sankarshanadev, Anantadev, who is with his unlimited thousands and thousands of mouths, is continuously, forever and ever, is broadcasting the glories of Lord, unlimited pastimes. So Lord Shiva is addicted to hearing this Harikatha. So he keeps them around his shoulder, and they keep always telling him about the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So in so many different ways, we see that Lord Shiva is serving Sri Krishna, Sri Ram, and all the incarnations of the Lord. So we pray to him that he can also bless us, that we can imbibe some sincerity and dedication to serve the Lord.
So much glorification of Shankar. In this world, he descends in the shape of form of five elements: air, water, fire, ether,
earth.
So Shankar comes like this. What we see of a stone or anything, this is earthen form. There is the water form, Ambulinga. Ambuling means formed by water. Ambarling,
sky.
In Himalayas. Ambar means
sky.
Sky. There thousands and thousands of pilgrims go there. They go to take darshan of Ambarling. What? On in the sky, it seems that Shankar Ling is there. And sometimes it is not seen. So this is Ambarling. Fire Ling also. Air Ling also. These are the five elements by which creation is done. Shivashankar comes in all forms. So, by this Shankar creates whole world by the help of Chaya Shakti, Maya Shakti, that is Prakriti. She has told. Also, we see so many manifestations. Shankar is very, very, very soon he becomes happy. There was a demon. So he heard that Shankar is Ashutosh. He becomes very, very soon happy and give benediction. So he went in a forest and he saw there was a single Shivali. And he was giving water so much and also milk sometimes. Sometimes
Bel pata
and everything he was. But for so many days he could not have the darshan of Shankar or any machinery. Then he became very angry and he took a
bel fruit.
Very big. And he
hit
upon that Shivali. And that one Shankar
appeared.
Param Bruhi, you should
ask any
benediction. I will give you. Oh, I was worshipping you, but you are not coming. And by
hitting.
Oh, at once. So Shankar is so. Even this day, in Iskanda Puran, so many stories have been written that there was a hunter and he went to hunt in the forest. It became night. He took some water in his pot and he climbed down a tree, but that tree was bel tree. Oh, he saw that a cow came there.
Deer
came. And a tiger attacked. And he was about to kill that cow and to take it. It was about 9 p.m. in night. And when he saw that he had attacked that cow, at once he feared and one drop of
water
and one bel pata from the it went down and where there was a Shivalinga. After that, deer began to weep and she was praying of tiger that I have a
baby.
You don't kill me. I'm coming very soon after giving milk to my child. Oh, how I can believe? Oh, you should believe. And he did so much promises. Then tiger. Oh, seeing this, he became very. How a tiger allowed his food to return back. And again, it was about 12. And some lips came from the tree and some water also. And it was on the head of Shivalinga. After that, she went to his abode and he told that, oh, my son, today you can take as much as milk you can. Why, mother? Because I will have to go to a tiger because I have promised. In the meantime, this sister of deer came, oh, I will go. And the son was telling that I will go. And she is telling, I will go.
Husband told myself.
Oh, husband also. Oh, I should go. So there were four quarreling. So four at a time they came. Oh, tiger when saw that. He became very
happy
and wondered. Oh, she told to come alone, but she is coming with
four.
Or seeing this or that. He became also in wonder. And thus the branches was
bent,
began to
set.
See, and some
leaves
and water also. and it was about 3. And after that, deer told that, you should take me. Son was telling that, you should take me. Husband was telling that, you should take me.
Sister.
And his sister was telling that, he was in puzzle that to whom I should take. And thus, it was about
morning.
Tiger was very much surprised, and he told that you should all return back. I will not take him. And seeing his mercy, again the branches were began
shaken off,
and some water, and he was not knowing that where water and leaves are going. But at once Shankar appeared. Baramburuhi, what you want, I will give you benediction. He told that I want to be so much wealthy and my body should be very beautiful and strong. Oh yes, you can be like this. So Shankar is like Ashutosh Mahavir. In Srimad Bhagavatam also it has been told. What has been told? There was a Pandrik boss there. He has 2 horses. But he has kept his name Vasudev knowingly that Krishna in Dwarka is not 400 and Vishnu. I am Vishnu. I have 4 hands. He made artificial 2 hands more. And he
giant with his body.
Giant. And he declared Krishna should stop to tell that I am Vishnu and 400
Vasudev.
He should give up his name. He sent a messenger. And he came, the messenger, and told to Krishna. Krishna, hearing this, began to smile. Not a smile, but ho.
Began to laugh.
Then I will have to do something. And he went to fight him. And that person, he has messenger told that Pandit Vasudev has given message to you that you should give up your name, otherwise what?
He also said that you should surrender unto me and give this to me.
You should surrender me and give up this name. Please, I am coming to surrender. And telling this, he took his bow and also chakra. And he went there and big fighting was there. His friend was Kashi Naresh, the king of Kashi also. He called him and he also came with his whole army. So big battle was there. So Krishna took his chakra and he cut the head of that Pandrik Vasudev. And again he threw it and Kashi Naresh's head was cut out. And it was given in Kashi, in front of his wife and children. All began to be. And in the meantime, the chakra, burnt whole Kashi. And that time Shankar began to run away from here. And then he was, where to go and where to take shelter. Then he ran away to Bhuvaneshwar. And here he took shelter of Jagannath Dev, Vasudev. There is also, and he, save me, this chakra is coming and burning me. Then he stopped. He is my devotee. He also went to Namadvi.
Harihar
Chhatri, he went there. And he took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he did a very big authority. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you should go to Bhuvaneshwar. Then he came there. There are so many stories, but tomorrow in very morning we'll have to leave this place at about 6.
Kashi mein Ram Naam ki mukti. Kashi mein Ram Naam ki mukti.
Kashi Ram.
Shankar always chants Hare Krishna, especially Ram, 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 Ram. And by this he can give salvation, liberation to all universe. So those Kashi and take shelter of Shankar. Oh, at the time of death, he speaks Ram Ram in their ears.
Yeah.
And so very soon they are liberated. Oh, there are so many glory of Shankar. Go, Praman. Oh, Shankar Dev ki jai.
As initiation.
Huh?
There is today initiation today.
Yes.
Today about you.
But one thing I want to tell you all. You should be invited. Oh. And don't think that I have done. So we should be weak. Try to do meet together sometimes.
Once
and, speaking Hari Katha each other and also sometimes going to Nagar Sankirtan.
Hari Nam.
Like Nityananda Prabhu did, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur did. This is not a karma. Also at that time you can distribute books also. But also you should read thoroughly and know all the thoughts and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. It will be better that on the day of Krishna birthday, Mahaprabhu birthday, or this day, or important day, you should meet together. And then you should make any casual program of what we should do. That if Maharaj will hear, he will be very happy. In this way, you should preach so that now 150 are coming. And when I will come next tour, I can see that 500 persons are here. And after that, 5,000. Oh, be very humble to each other. Love and affection to each other. Those who are coming now, oh, very humble to them. Give prasadam to them. Don't quarrel yourself. Never and never. And thus you should be a very ideal. You should follow the rules and regulations. Especially, how you have seen in the time of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time of Narottam Thakur, we should try to be like that. Following all what?
Vaishnava
etiquette. What? You are telling that we should follow
etiquette,
Vaishnava etiquette. And then you can preach my mission. Otherwise, Narayan Maharaj is nothing. His disciples are bogus, quarreling themselves. Oh, that you should not. Otherwise, it will be offended. So, go, Praman. All glory to
all glories to be a son of the devotees. All glories to be devotees from Malaysia. All glories to be devotees from Russia. All glories to all the assembled devotees.
Also, here, Al Krishna, his brother Vijay. What name?
Amal Krishna.
Amal Krishna Prabhu.
Achyutananda.
And
Paradiganta.
All has been a great help. There are many so much. Gadadhar, you know. I'm very happy that Gadadhar has published
newsletter.
I want your success. Also, to
Raghunath
and Raghunath.
Vallabhikam.
Oh, they are doing also, making newspapers. They should be organized well, more, and you should be sure.
Your new devotee, Kalachand Prabhu, who just got initiated, made these cards for you.
What?
Your cards with your name, so devotees can go out and preach and give out your cards and contact you. And he also makes rubber stamps so the devotees can rubber stamp their addresses and give out your cards.
Very good, very good. I wanted that cards should be done.
And he'll make more and send them to Navadvipa also.
Very good, very good. Better you should keep with you. You want some?
I have so much here.
So my blessing to you all. Next year, if I will hear that you are doing well, then I must come. And if I will hear that you are quarreling, then I will come.
Now today, the devotee, one devotee received Diksha initiation. He is very well known to all of us. We actually owe him so much. He helped to provide, arrange, together with his whole family, this festival, and of course all the other devotees. So we would like him to stand up and Sri Gurudev will shower his blessings upon Bala.
Bal Krishna, Bal Krishna Prabhu ki. And his wife?
Krishna Priya Didi. She doesn't want to be mentioned. But
Oh, Krishna Priya.
Yes.
Oh, good name. Krishna Priya Devi ki.
She is also serving so much. She's in the back trying to hide. But we are so thankful to her for all her nice services.
Oh, no. That's all. Ma mantra, you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Thus ends the class on the 12th of March in the evening, 2002, in Kuala Lumpur, house of Bala Prabhu. Hare Krishna.